starting with some Italian opera overture music. That's Rossini's Overture to the Thieving Magpie. Andre Lennard and the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. Next, we'll hear members of the Hamburg Philharmonic to play a Bach concerto. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Support for classical music today on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. This is KPR. Here's Bach's Concerto for Violin and Oboe together now with pianists Christoph Eschenbach and Justus Franz. The Hamburg Philharmonic, led by Christoph Eschenbach. With Christoph Eschenbach at the piano and Justus Franz, that was J.S. Bach, the BWV 1060, which is just one of the names of the Concerto for Violin and Oboe in C minor, but here, substituted with two pianos. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, a serenade by Mozart, and then some music from a documentary film about the photographs of Ansel Adams. If you love that sound of piano with orchestra, some great musicians are teaming up this weekend. It's the season opener of Navo Arts in collaboration with Park University International Center for Music with Uzbek roots, with pianist Behzad Abdurahimov and conductor Shah Sadikov. It's this Friday night, September 20th. It's at 7:30 p.m. in downtown Kansas City at the Folly Theater. For concert details, ticket information, you can go to navoarts.com. That's NAVOarts.com. Thank you so much to our sustainers and everyone who made a pledge during KPR's fall membership drive, which raised just over $270,000. If you meant to pledge but didn't, just go to kansaspublicradio.org. It's your investment that keeps the news and music coming. From all of us here at KPR, thank you again for your generous support. We really cannot do this without you. So we're staying live and local. Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Here's Mozart's Serenade No. 6, sometimes called the Serenata Notturna. It's the Prague Chamber Orchestra playing Mozart now on KPR. Sometimes called the Serenata Notturna by Mozart, the Night Serenade. That was his number 6 serenade in D major, played by the Prague Chamber Orchestra. Stay tuned for some music that is supposed to be evocative of the photographs of Ansel Adams. And then the Queen of Spades Overture, starting off the 10 o'clock hour before we hear Mendelssohn's Joyous Italian Symphony No. 4. Well, there'll be Mozart on the Wednesday, October 9th concert, the season opener, by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. Mad About Mozart, with International Center for Music piano soloist from Park University, Yang-Gui Kai. And they have other concerts scheduled, but there's something coming up this weekend that sounds very special and elegant and lovely, and it's free. This is a pre-season event. It's this Sunday, September 22nd. It's a community outdoor event at the Warnall House Gardens, which is a lovely place. And there are all kinds of things to explore. They'll have, other than the wonderful music provided by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, it's in the gardens of the historic John Warnall home, with free outdoor concert with food trucks and fun for all ages. So that's 7:30 p.m. Sunday, September 22nd. And to find out more about this and where the John Warnall House Museum is, kcchamberorchestra.org. It's, I guess the details are through Eventbrite, but you can just go to kcchamberorchestra.org. So Next on KPR, let's listen to It Begins with a Benediction, musically. Brian Keene wrote these pieces. It's the Ansel Adams Suite for a documentary film by Rick Burns about the photographer Ansel Adams, now on KPR. Music from a documentary film about Ansel Adams. We heard Benediction and Cowboy Song and American Open. The music written by Brian Keene. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, we have a Franz von Suppe overture, Queen of Spades, before we hear Mendelssohn's Fourth Symphony, The Italian, and a beautiful offering at about 10:42, to be exact, an all-harp version of the Suite Bergamasque by Claude Debussy, the one that contains the beautiful Clair de Lune, all on the harp with Nancy Allen. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Topeka Symphony, presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring Sound, Echo, and Silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. This is KPR.
Wars of Hezbollah fighters and members have been...
I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 150 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the law firm Cooley LLP. With offices in the United States, Europe, and Asia, Cooley advises entrepreneurs, investors, financial institutions, and established companies around the world, where innovation meets the law. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Playing Friday, September 27th through Sunday, September 29th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Greg and Dana Newkirk's Haunted Objects Live. Saturday evening, September 28th, featuring history, folklore, and true life accounts of haunted artifacts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, Franz von Suppe's overture to his show, The Queen of Spades, on KPR. The Overture to the Queen of Spades, the music of Franz von Suppe, played by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. Next, we'll hear a symphony that Mendelssohn, well, when he was young, he went on a trip of Europe and went to Italy and got some great ideas, jotted them down in a notebook, and came home and wrote a symphony. Next, we'll hear his Italian symphony, his fourth. Variations on Democracy, the Mid-America Freedom Band's first concert of season 22 is here Saturday, September 21st, with two free performances at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., and a pre-concert panel discussion of political scientists and artists takes place an hour before each performance, examining musical interpretations of democracy and the democratic process. Variations on Democracy is a free chamber concert of ideas for the Mid-America Freedom Band's smaller groups with works by Jennifer Jolly, George Sosa, Ortega, Carol Arion, Ethel Smith, and more, plus a world premiere by Mid-America Freedom Band Artistic Director Lee Hartman and soprano Paige Flanagan joins as vocal soloist. It'll be at the Truman Forum, Kansas City Public Library Plaza branch, the Mid-America Freedom Band of Kansas City. Here's the Mendelssohn, his fourth symphony. Here it is played by the Cleveland Orchestra on KPR. Ending with its famous saltarello, like a tarantella, the Italian concerto, or the Italian symphony, number 4 in A major, by Felix Mendelssohn, George Sell's Cleveland Orchestra. Stay tuned next for some heavenly harp music, the Suite Bergamasque by Claude Debussy. I'm Cordelia Brown. Good morning. I have so many things to tell you, and everything's important. Let's see. I want to get back to music as quickly as possible, though. First of all, the Proms concert this Friday night is a mouth-watering program of Parisian classics. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. It's another concert from the BBC Proms Friday night at 7 before Film Music Friday returns. It's on all KPR1 stations. And support for all the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And now, Nancy Allen, weaving the magic with her harp for the Suite Bergamasque, Claude Debussy on KPR. Three parts of the Suite Bergamasque by Claude Debussy, containing the famous Moonlight or Clair de Lune, with the great harpist Nancy Allen. There'll be a free harp concert in Topeka this weekend, Harpists for Peace. It'll be at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. It's September 22nd, it's Sunday, and it's a free concert with harpists, multiple harpists. You can hear harpist Jim Mosher and friends play their harps to create a day of peace. It's a great place to be, Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. It starts at 3 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. And a free concert coming up this weekend in Lawrence. MAPPA says they have so much to celebrate as they open their third season. They invite you to join them Saturday in Swarthout for a concert featuring Van Cliburn bronze medalist Sean Chen for an incredible piano recital. The evening's program will showcase composers including Chopin, Ligeti, Mettner, and Dukas. It's an ongoing partnership with MAPPA, Mid-American Performing Arts Alliance, and the KU School of Music as they present this Saturday event at 7:30 p.m. in Murphy Hall Swarthout Recital Hall. As always, admission is free and seating is open to the public. So more information, if you need it, is at mappaa.org for the season opener for MAPPA, September 21st, 7:30 p.m. in Swarthout. Listen for a bit of a rarity by Beethoven. You know, they say that in his studio he always had a mandolin hanging on the wall to pick things out. Well, in just a few minutes, we'll hear Beethoven's Sonatina for piano and mandolin together. You've got to hear how that sounds. Coming up in just a few minutes on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition right here on KPR. It's 11 o'clock. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, and here's your hourly reminder of where you can find us on the radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 FM. Plus, you can hear the same thing through KANH and KANH HD1 serving the Emporia area through 89.7. And then there's KANV, KANV HD1 for the northern part of the Flint Hills with Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. And down south, we still got KANQ Chanute, 90.3. And we're on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Weather-wise, it's about 80 degrees right now in Lawrence, on the way up to an expected high of 88. Tonight's low 67, and tomorrow's high about 88 expected as well. This is KPR.
Better reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the new 2025 Forester with an updated exterior design and an 11.6-inch Starlink multimedia interface. Learn more at Subaru.com. Good morning. This is KPR. A sonatina that Beethoven wrote for piano and mandolin. Lajos Meyer was the mandolinist. Imre Roman was the pianist. That's from an obscure compact disc collection from about 30 years ago or more, called Beethoven Rarities. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn more about the Watson Centennial at liblib.ku.edu/Watson100. Now some English music. Let's listen to the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. George Butterworth wrote this. It's simply called Orchestral Fantasia on KPR. That's the music of English composer George Butterworth, his Orchestral Fantasia. Chris Roosman and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Good morning. It's 81 on the way up to 88 degrees this afternoon. It's 11:19. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU. 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. Next we'll have, well, we're not there yet, but The Last Rose of Summer, Time Stands Still, and The Gods Go A-Begging. And we'll have an expertly arranged Ukrainian folk song from Reinhold Glier, opening the noon hour. And next, a symphonic suite that envisions the vastness of space, In Search of the Beyond, from Joaquin Rodrigo. Interesting music, classical music from noon to three, with Jeff Watson here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Next, for flute and piano, Friedrich Kuhlau's take on the old song, The Last Rose of Summer. Flutist Donald Zook and Stephen Young at the piano for Friedrich Kuhlau's take on The Last Rose of Summer on Kansas Public Radio. Now a short song by John Dowland on KPR, Time Stands Still.
My settled vows and spotless faith no fortune can remove. Courage shall show my inward faith, and faith shall try my love.
The fine baritone William Sharp, accompanied by the Folger Consort, That would be a great song for a wedding solo. John Dowland's song, Time Stands Still. This morning on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll have some Handel. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. And from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's a suite of tunes from a show by Handel called The Gods Go A-Begging. It's Yehudi Menuhin and the Royal Philharmonic now for some Handel on KPR. In 1928, Sir Thomas Beecham took those tunes by Handel from different shows and turned it into his own ballet, The Gods Go A-Begging, on Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines, plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for Morning Edition. Before classical music starts at 9, right here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in next with 3 more hours of great classical music now on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence right now, on the way up to a sunny 88 for a high this afternoon. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash Bach Aria Soloists house party on Friday, September 27th at the Guild, KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. It's 12:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.